to work with children and teens that have been removed from their homes because of abuse and neglect. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-295-5261.
The Community Calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Central Iowa weather.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Lots of sunshine and warm today with high temperatures topping out in the low 90s. A southeasterly wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies will continue throughout the night tonight. Low temperatures will dip down to the lower 60s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 a KFJB meteorologist, Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 60.
And welcome, everyone. It is time for another Experience Marshalltown show. Here's Val Ruff.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Valerie.
Another beautiful Thursday.
It is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, we're going to get up to about 90.
Yeah.
Our last kind of grasp at summer.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
There's lots going on. So one of the things we are going to be, well, our guest today on Experience Marshalltown is Luisa Ortega. And she is here, and we are going to be talking about the Hispanic Heritage Festival, which is taking place on Saturday. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome in Luisa this morning on the show. And if you want to go ahead and just kind of give us a brief overview of, you know, the festival, the date, time, you know, the basic details for the listeners.
Okay, great. Thank you, Val. Thanks for having us on the show. Yeah, we will be having the celebration at the Orpheum Theater. And that will be Saturday, September 16th, so this Saturday. And all activities will kick off at noon, although we do have one film that is being showed at 10. But the rest of the festivities will start from noon till about 8 o'clock at night. And we have activities for the kids. There's lots of activities for the kids. We have face painting. There'll be some papel picado, which is a craft thing that the kids can do with tissue paper. We'll have bouncy houses, we'll have food vendors, and lots of music, and we'll have a folkloric group. Niños de Tepeyac will do a folkloric performance. Okay. And we'll have guitarras from Des Moines. They've been very popular. They do really good music to keep us entertained at the end of the night. And of course, the films, and there'll be no cost for the films or any of the activities that we're doing.
Wow, you've got a great family event planned. So come out at noon and stay for the day pretty much if you want to.
Yeah, there'll be activities. Some of the things you can register ahead of time or let Joa LaVille at the library know. We will have a hands-on cooking demonstration.
Oh, okay.
So we will have that in the black box. There'll be two different cooking demonstrations that you can purchase the items that you make for $10 or donation, and we will have tamales and pupusas, or you can sign up for both classes. We will also have a cultural presentation in the black box with Dr. Salas.
Okay. And what time is that presentation?
That presentation will be at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. Just so people kind of know. So there's something really that you could do all day long.
Yes.
Right, at the Orpheum?
Yes, there'll be activities going on inside and outside at different various times. And we have the poster, we have it online, and the Orpheum also has it on their Facebook page.
Okay.
And it has a schedule of events, so you don't miss anything.
Okay, I know that we've been sharing that. I know it's on the CVB community calendar, and it's also on our Facebook page. So if you're wanting more information, you can go to the community calendar. I'm just going to plug that really quick, www.marshalltown.org, and also be on the electronic sign. But Luisa, let's go ahead and share with the listeners on this morning about the Hispanic Heritage Festival and what that really means.
Well, the reason we decided to do it, most people know that Hispanic Heritage Festival month starts in September and ends mid-October. And it was just a way for us to celebrate in town and kind of embrace our neighbors and people around us and to distinguish a little bit between the different Hispanic cultures that we have in Marshalltown. People always assume everybody's Mexican, but they're not. We have people from El Salvador, from Guatemala, from Honduras, and everybody still takes pride just as much as we take pride about being American. And being here, we also take pride in our roots. And so everybody has a little distinct culture, distinct cuisine, music. And so that's kind of what we're trying to bring out, is our similarities and our differences.
And I think that really is a true test to the inclusiveness of our community. And I think we need to continue to educate folks so that they can understand those differences and how we embrace the different cultures and the different types of foods. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do in the dining guide, mm-hmm. is how we can embrace all of our different kinds of cuisines and dining options in Marshalltown, because we have quite a few.
We do. We have a lot of diversity, and nothing brings people together like food.
I know. It is a great way. And yeah. So that's, speaking of the hands-on cooking demonstration, what a great opportunity, mm-hmm. to do actually some hands-on, and it's visual and you get to feel and touch and taste, and what a great opportunity. And what time is that cooking demonstration take place, did you say?
The cooking demonstration will be from 2 to 3.
Okay.
We will have pupusas, and then from 3 to 4, we will have the tamales. And it'll be kind of nice. You'll have a familiar face showing you how to make tamales, because it'll be Maria Gomez from Maria's Tacos.
Okay.
So a lot of people know Maria.
Sure.
And if you've ever been, doubtful as to whether you'll like tamales or not, this is a good way to give it a try and try making them, so the work that goes into them.
Yeah, and I understand that's quite an art form to be able to make good tamales, is what I've heard.
It is, and it's very time consuming. Yeah. And something interesting that you learn is that depending on what region of Mexico or even the whole country you're from, they make them differently.
Okay.
They get wrapped differently. They get different seasonings, different ingredients inside. So it's basically like a sandwich. It just depends where you're from, what you put
sure,
in it.
Sure, sure. What a great opportunity. So we are going to, that went quick. We are going to wrap up our first segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we will be back with Louisa and our second segment shortly.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Sports Fan Star for information, sports entertainment scores, and a place to speak their mind. It's SB Nation Radio Sports nights and weekends on News Talk 1230 KFJV. In-depth analysis, interviews, highlights, breaking news, key matchups, and injury reports. All this and more from one source, SB Nation Radio Sports. Don't miss another score or highlight. It's sports coverage like no other. It's SB Nation Radio Sports nights and weekends exclusively on News Talk 1230 KFJV.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. We have Valerie Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, we have Louisa Ortega, and we are talking about the upcoming Hispanic Heritage Festival that's taking place this Saturday at the Orpheum Theater. And one of the things I know that you had mentioned, Louisa, was that there's going to be a film or show that's going to be playing at 10 o'clock. And do you want to go ahead and share with the listeners a little bit about the movies that are going to be playing on Saturday?
Yes, we are very excited to have the consulate from Mexico loan us two films. And these films are from a very prolific director named Emilio El Indio Fernandez. And he was from the golden age of Mexican cinema, so from the 40s and 50s. And he has quite a list of films that he directed. And just looking up some information on him, it was kind of neat to come across one of the legends, since he did work in Hollywood at a film studio, was that the Oscar, the statue, was modeled after him. So that was kind of neat to find out. And he's worked on several films, including one by John Steinbeck from the based on the book or the novel called The Pearl.
Okay.
So he's got quite a lot of interesting facts about him, and we were excited to get two films. One is called Pueblerina that will show at 10 a.m. So for any of the film buffs that are out there, and I wasn't, but I think I might become a film buff now after reading all this information and seeing how it all ties into different things.
Sure.
The other film is called Las Olvidadas, and that's at 7:30 p.m. So there'll be a film at the beginning and at the end of our celebration. And okay. I thought it was just kind of a neat way to tie it all up together. And there'll be no cost to get into the film. The movies do have subtitles. So everybody should be able to enjoy the films.
So they are subtitled. So, wow, what a great opportunity to bring the family out. And really, you can make a whole day of this. So thank you to you and your committee that's worked really hard on putting this together. And I know that it takes sponsors to be able to do that. And so I know that you're probably going to want to be able to mention those sponsors this morning. So I'll let you go ahead and take it away and talk a little bit about your sponsors.
Yes, and I apologize ahead of time if I forget some, because we've really had a lot of help from different people in different ways. First of all, I'd like to thank the Orpheum Theater for all their financial support and their help in loaning us the facility to do this. Also to Joa LaVille and the Marshalltown Public Library. They've been the best resource and help that we could have asked for. They also have a little display that you can go out there and look. Some of my crafts and some of my pottery is on display out there, along with stuff from other cultures that are out there, different pieces of pottery and fabrics and handmade items.
So go check that out at the library then.
Yep. The Mexican Consulate, again, for loaning us these films. And then, of course, the Marshalltown 4th of July fireworks, which is part of why we're doing the event also. I know it seems a little off the subject, but it really is the reason this whole project got started, was because we are short on funds for the 4th of July fireworks. And so we're hoping that we will be able to raise the rest of the money needed to pay for those. 100% of the beverages that we are selling, like sodas and waters, are going to the fundraiser. And those were donated by Seven Rios Liquor Store and Zamora's Fresh Market. A couple of the other Mexican stores like La Vecindad have also donated material that we're going to need to make the pupusas and the tamales. I think we have several other people that are still bringing in donations that we can sell. And then 100% of the sales of the pupusas are also going to the fireworks and the cotton candy that one of my children will be out there tending. So we have lots of activities and lots of vendors that we need to thank for the event.
Sure.
Also, I can't forget JBS. JBS gave us meat.
Oh, great.
So they donated some pork that we will be cooking that night.
Sure. So lots of sponsors. I know it takes a lot of folks to make, you know, these festivals and these community events. And we're very fortunate that there's a lot of collaboration in our community, which is kind of what we're known for. And you know, thank you to you and everybody that's put this festival together. Is there anything else that you want to share about any of the events that are taking place that the listeners might be interested in knowing about?
Yeah. And then also I wanted to mention, before I forget, we also wanted to thank the Times Republican and KFJB and, of course, the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau for helping us get the word out and do the advertising. The other thing I'd like to mention is that we will be just having lots of good entertainment. At 1 o'clock, we would really love people to show their support. We have the group of children called Niños de Tepeyac that will be performing for 1 hour from about 1:05 to 2 o'clock. And it's always fun to see these little children perform. So I just think it's kind of neat to have.
It always is fun to watch kids perform. They get so excited and they have all those little smiles on their face. And I know, I think I saw pictures that are going to be all brightly colored in their beautiful costumes. Mm-hmm. And so definitely come out and support that if you can.
Yep. And like I said, all the kids' activities will be free. We also have a huge piñata that will be made while we're there. So all the kids can participate in adding their piece of frilly tissue paper to it and their handprint, and then we will raffle it off to somebody. And so that winner will be able to pick up this huge piñata at the Marshalltown Public Library the following week.
Oh, what a great way to celebrate and get everybody involved, you know, because when people actually have a part, when they play something or they add something or they paint something or whatever, that just gives them the feeling that of belonging and the sense of place. So that's really neat that you're doing that. So they can all have some hands-on fun. And
there will be lots of hands-on. I know we're getting ready to start buying all the wet wipes that we need, because they're going to put hand paint on the piñatas. And so we have to wipe their hands. And then we also have the chalk drawing.
Oh, sure.
We're going to do some sidewalk. We have indigenous style stencils.
Oh, okay.
That the library has provided. And so we'll have chalk, and the kids can do chalk art stencils all the way around the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, that'll be really neat. So that's awesome. So why don't we go ahead and take a quick break here, and we will be back in just a few minutes for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Lots of sunshine and warm today, with high temperatures topping out in the low 90s. A southeasterly wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies will continue throughout the night tonight. Low temperatures will dip down to the lower 60s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 a KFJB meteorologist, Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 60.
It's a final segment here of Experience Marshalltown with Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have Luisa Ortega, and we are talking about the Hispanic Heritage Festival, with all of the pretty much a day-long event for the entire family, free of charge, with all of this these great opportunities. So please, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, come down to the Orpheum and just bring your family and just have a great time at the Orpheum. There's lots of great things going on, stuff for the kids to do, lots of hands-on interactivities. And so, Luisa, let's talk a little bit. You know, we've talked a bit about the films, and we've talked about the cooking demonstration. Let's talk a little bit about you. It sounds like there's going to be a presentation at 5 o'clock.
Yes, Dr. Salas, sociologist Dr. Salas, will be doing a presentation in the Black Box. We've left it a little open-ended for him because it depends on the crowd that shows up and the type of questions that they have. But it's going to be more towards people speaking about their culture and their experiences.
Okay, I think that'll be a great opportunity for folks to get educated and then ask questions, you know, that they might not know. And so let's get engaged in those presentations when we have these experts here in the community. And then you're going to kind of not really wrap up the night, but it looks to me like you've got a band coming in that's been here before.
Yes, Guitarras has been here before from Des Moines, and they had a really good turnout at the Orpheum Theater.
They were good. I was there.
Yeah, they're very good, and they play great crossover music, and so they kind of appeal to different ages and different groups of people, so they were the perfect match for this event. And it's kind of interesting, but Dr. Salas has also played in that band.
Oh, okay.
So we thought it was kind of neat. He's going to do the presentation from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then we're going to be able to walk outside and watch Guitarras perform.
Oh, he'll enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
There might even be an opportunity to bring him up on stage. Who knows, right?
Yep.
You have to come and find out.
But they'll be performing from 6 to 7 outside.
Okay. Oh, so they will be outside. And yep. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes, that's
so
great.
So we're very fortunate. So for the listeners, being this is our final segment, do you want to go ahead and wrap back around and just share the basic information about date, time, location, and anything else you'd like the listeners to know about your festival?
Yes. So September 16th, which is this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock for those movie buffs, if you want to go to the first film showing, that's at 10 a.m. And then we will kick off most activities after noon. And we will do noon to about 3 o'clock. We'll have the kids' activities, the bouncy houses, the face painting, all those things. We'll do a 1 o'clock welcome. And then shortly right after that, we will have the Niños del Tepeyac perform their folkloric dance. And then at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3, will be the pupusas hand-making food demonstration. And then from 3 to 4 will be for the tamales. And that'll be inside in the black box. And then from 5 to 6, we will have our cultural presentation by Dr. Salas. From 6 to 7, guitaras will be performing outside on the patio. And then, of course, don't forget that our food vendors and all our yummies will be sold throughout the night. And so those will be from noon till the end of the program.
Great.
So and then, of course, our last film. I forgot about that. Last film will be at 7:30.
Your last film. So, mm-hmm. Wow, you have a fun-packed day. I'm looking at the flyer. It's beautifully put together and colorful. And so I would encourage you... bring your family out on Saturday to the Hispanic Heritage Festival and take part in this great festival and community event that you put together. So thank you to you, your volunteers, and all of the sponsors that make these things possible. And get out there and embrace that. And I'm kind of excited about the hands-on food thing, maybe because it's early morning and I haven't had breakfast.
No, we are too. We think we've had a lot of people, you know, a lot of the people that are involved brought that up, that several had asked, you know, how do you make tamales? How do you make this? How do you make that? And so we thought, you know, this would be a really good opportunity to be able to show people and have them take them home and finish cooking them and take some samples that are already cooked. So we thought this was a perfect way to do it.
I think it's a great idea. So anything else that you would like to share with the listeners before we kind of wrap up our show today?
We just hope that everybody comes out and enjoys it, and we hope to be able to continue to do events like this, and also not to forget to show your support, even if you just swing by to buy a soda, because that donation money will go to the 4th of July fireworks that we really need to pay off.
Okay, so we need to help out with that, and so lots of opportunities to support the 4th of July fireworks, and also to just to have a great event and a cultural event so that we can continue to learn about one another and support one another in the community. So I just want to take I know this is kind of a big weekend. It seems to me there's lots of things. There's out at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. I know that the Toby Cruz has a big race. It's the World Nationals, which I think it has a $10,000 purse, which will be bringing in cars from all over the United States. And I know this one even brings folks in from Canada. So lots of great things going on this weekend. I think there's some things going on at the Central Iowa Art Association. So what I want to just encourage, if you're listening, is check out our community calendar. It is at www.marshalltown.org / there's an event tab. Just click on that event tab and you can get more information on anything that you want to know about going on in the community. And if you have an event coming up this fall, even this winter, please make sure you get that on the calendar, because I know we're really encouraging lots of folks to check the calendar before you schedule your event so that we don't get on top of each other's events and kind of spread those out. The other thing,
Oktoberfest
is coming up next. You know, remember last week I talked about all of the things going on in the downtown in Marshalltown in the month of September. So we've got the Latino or the Hispanic Heritage Festival. We've got Oktoberfest, which has got some new lineup. And then the following Friday, we've got the Downtown Art Walk.
Yeah.
So there's lots of great things going on in the community. So stay local and support local. And I know the Chamber's doing cash mobs, and we've got lots of efforts to keep our local people in town and supporting the great things that we're doing in the community.
Yeah, lots going on. 13th Street was pretty successful last night from what I hear.
It was packed with people and vendors, and the caramel apples sold out in like a half an hour. And it was great to see all the buzz and people coming in, excuse me, coming into the 13th Street, and the band was really good. And, you know, it's just fun. There's that sense of energy. And so that's what I love about these local community events, is just the sense of energy when people get together and celebrate.
Really neat. Okay. We're done.
We're wrapping
we're
up.
We're out of time.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on Experience Marshalltown.